My name is Walter Fortnite White.
We can really discuss Breaking Bad on this episode.
Morbius should have got the gauntlet and went, it's Morbid time.
Hunt them.
Ba-dum.
He totally should have. Morbius sweep. Am I right,
guys? Morbius solos.
I love that Morbius camo in Doctor Strange.
Have you seen that video?
It's like Doctor Strange, and then it's a picture of Morbius, and it's like the crowd's like, oh!
Yeah.
He was referencing that. Yeah.
I was just making sure. Because I thought it was funny.
Welcome to the first anime mukbang.
Actually, it is.
Hang on.
Usually, I try to start the episode after everyone's done eating, but Kane's filming today, and he gets to do what he wants with the camera, so.
Yep. I'm going to try to upload this and delete this off my phone so that we could have some room for maybe a podcast with Ryan if he's down.
Hey, he's not a dick.
Yeah. Fuck you, Ryan.
If you're fucking watching this, obviously, fuck you too. He's not coming.
Yeah, I'll stoner. Whoa.
Whoa.
So, guys, we are all officially done with school now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We graduate a week from today.
Now, like, graduation day 40 hours a week.
Guys, probably don't expect an episode next week.
Why don't we just film it earlier in the week?
Ask me before Tuesday. So Monday?
Before Tuesday?
You guys free Monday? My dad comes in on Tuesday, so after that, it's family time, like Fast and Furious.
I should probably be free on Monday.
Okay.
You don't got school anymore.
I will. I have no school and no work on Monday, so.
I have it off as well.
I have work, though.
When did you start work? 5 a.m.?
Mm-hmm. Where do you work?
3, electrical. 4.
How much you make?
15.
Same.
So, maybe 3 podcasts in a short amount of time? Possibly.
You might see 3 within the next few days.
More!
This one? Maybe tomorrow? And maybe Monday, so.
Yeah. You might see this one tomorrow.
Do a traveling one tomorrow.
We could do a Ryan vlog. You could, I don't know.
Maybe.
That's why you should.
Are you guys driving yourselves?
Yeah.
That's poggers.
Me and Caden in the car alone. What's going to happen?
For 4 hours. Robin will listen to 4 episodes of D&G.
4 hours, bro?
I think you mean 6.
Where are we doing? That's 8.
Salt Lake.
Salt Lake's 4 hours away.
He lives in Riverton, right? Did he move back to Riverton?
I don't know specifically. I don't think he's in Riverton right now.
He didn't move out of that house that since we last visited him, did he?
No.
Okay, then there you go.
I think he lives in Jordan somewhere.
South Jordan?
Maybe. Anyways.
I'm kind of nervous. I've never really driven on the freeway before.
The only long distance I've ever driven was maybe to Vegas by myself. Back, front and back, going there and back.
I've driven to
Why'd you go by yourself?
That's it.
Well, my mom and teacher were in the car with my mom. Had, like, surgery, so she was all loopy, so I had to drive.
Highway driving is easier than street driving.
It is, because all you do is sit there and cruise control.
Yeah. It's easier going up north. It's just the gorge would be... I don't like the gorge.
That's why we're not going to Vegas.
What's wrong with the gorge?
Scary?
Wow, it's epic. I went 100 through that pitch one time.
I can agree that the gorge is scary at night. I drive there.
For free fact.
It's like you can't see like 10 feet ahead of you. And it feels like it never ends because you can't see anything.
It's actually the back rooms.
We should go to the back rooms for a vlog.
How do we get there?
You have to
no clip
through reality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it's against the SV cheats. Like, it's on SV cheats 2. So you can't do shit, so the mods will get you.
Yeah, if we do, yeah.
You guys don't even know Source, like, talk. Why am I even...
I know what that is.
Source really? Talk?
Yeah. Awesome.
But, yeah.
I'm very noobish on the backrooms lore. I want to learn
the mods. It's not even backrooms, it's Valve, you...
Oh my God. The mods are the monsters in the backrooms, and they will fuck us if we get in there.
Yeah. The backrooms, are they related to SUPs?
No.
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised if there was a correlation.
You guys seen the found footage on YouTube?
Of what?
Those are cool.
Backrooms.
No.
I was looking up. I searched backrooms on TikTok today because I was trying to find a specific sound that video I showed you. And I couldn't find it, but I saw the the school that they filmed the Bacardi's video in.
Really?
Yeah. So like that place, is like actually looks like that.
I tried to get every last drop out of that cup.
Damn.
You jumped it that fast already?
No! Delicious.
It is.
A delicious baked babe!
Delicious baked beans!
Make me gassy!
When I first learned about Bacardi's, which was like 2 years ago, for a second, I thought it was fucking real.
Dude, I learned about it for the first time
Dude, it is. Ago.
I think it's real.
No, it's not.
Yeah, no clip into the back rooms in real life.
Yeah, the mods are actually gonna get you.
Yeah, it's SV Cheats 2 IRL.
It's only the dev. It's the devs.
The dev. There's your god losing it. God's just
God game. Is the dev?
Yeah, God's our game dev.
There is a god.
One of the gods.
He's got a lot of patching to do.
What if...
The only god I serve is Heisenberg.
All of the gods... Heisenberg?
I didn't think that was that funny.
You thought it was.
I thought it was funny because he wheezed so hard.
He was like Wheezy in Toy Story 2.
The penguin?
Yeah.
Doesn't he Yeah, he just...
Die? Like, no. He gets like...
Repaired.
He gets repaired, but you never see him again.
So
how do you know he gets repaired?
He almost got
He gets repaired in the movie.
At the end of Toy Story 2. They're like doing this sing-along. Jesse's there.
And he has a beautiful voice.
He does.
Stephen think of a retard.
I just remembered, I have this screen recording of the Misfits podcast, and it's Swagger with his voice mods. And he turns on the
phone, yeah.
And he's like,
I am
Stephen Hawking!
Yeah.
It's so funny, dude.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
We have the same soundboard.
Oh, We Pimp Chimpin'.
Yo, We Pimp Chimpin'.
Random
you know that's still
event?
His sub sound on
really?
Twitch? Yeah.
That's good. We should talk about the Random Chimp event going on.
Monkeypox confirmed in Boston? I heard it on the radio today. That's how I knew it was real.
I saw it.
It's real. I heard it on the radio.
I saw that thing you put on your story. I'm like, what is this? It's an actual thing.
I saw that. I was like, yeah. Before you posted it, I was like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was real until you just said that.
Yeah, I heard it on the radio. They were talking about it, bruh. I'm like, I was in the car on the way from lunch. I'm like, I swerved into oncoming traffic because I didn't want to live in a world where a random chimp event actually happened.
I killed me and a random bystander because I...
The random bystander has been destroyed, obliterated, annihilated, decimated, and slaughtered.
I can't stand it right
now. So how are you here? Do you survive?
Yes.
Unfortunately.
As you can see, not a scratch on me.
My dick gone, though.
It's a viral disease affecting rodents and primates in rainforest areas of West and Central Africa related to smallpox and sometimes transmitted to humans.
Great.
So it's not that fatal. It's that the fatality rate's like 3-6%.
That's
I don't want to be quarantined from monkeypox.
No, not again. Not another pandemic.
They're just blowing it out of proportion. There are so many diseases going around, and it's just...
Nobody's blowing it out of proportion. I'm not worried about it.
I don't know either. It's just a random chimp event.
It's funny.
Monkeypox is a serious disease, Logan.
It's a serious issue. Stop
joking
about
Bubbles, Michael Jackson's monkey, he can die! Travis the chimp,
gone.
He might get monkeypox.
Travis the chimp, gone.
No, don't say that. I don't want to think of that!
Some people might think I'm psychotic, but I support Travis the chimp.
Some people may think I'm psychotic, and to them we say,
yes.
Yes.
Do you take antipsychotics?
And to them I say,
me neither.
I'm in touch with reality.
He says humanity, not
reality. I say reality.
Well, Patrick Bateman says humanity.
Well, Tim Gale.
When he's breaking up with his girlfriend.
Breaking bad.
We even have him.
Look, my friends are your friends. I know. I thought about it. You can have him.
It's so funny.
That movie, man. I'm gonna watch that movie tonight.
Really?
Yes! Yes, I did. I watched that movie with Noah last week. There's 36 scenes in that movie.
That's hot.
Yeah. I love the part where he's in the mirror and he's like,
looking at himself in the mirror.
I'm so Sigma.
And the hooker he hired is just sitting there staring at him. Because he's having a threesome.
Don't just stare at it. Eat it.
Phil Collins.
Their most accomplished album. He does. That's Huey Lewis in the Nut. He says Phil Collins.
Huey Lewis in the News?
Yeah, he says Phil Collins like it's more than one person.
Huey Lewis in the Nut?
Did you guys know that Huey Lewis actually did a parody of American Psycho? Have you guys seen that video?
Huey Lewis in the Niche?
I saw it on TikTok today. Like, the band, they do a parody of that scene.
How?
And, it's like a scene-for-scene remake. But, like, the main singer, Huey.
They just play the characters in that scene?
I think who are the hookers, huh? Which were, who are the band members that put the hookers in?
No, where Paul Allen dies. And they play the Huey Lewis in the
Who cameoed song. The hookers?
No.
Where are the hookers?
Tuco, get off your crack!
Get off your what?
Meth.
Oh, meth. Yeah.
Oh,
pick it up.
Pick it up.
Pick it up, Tuco.
Oh, I'm gonna make you Hector. You're gonna make your. You're gonna make Dude. Him do what to her?
Hector from Fast and Furious?
I watched the Better Call Saul episode today. Tuco literally wears a shirt just like that, I swear. He's literally yeah, Tuco.
I know. That's the first thing I noticed when I walked in.
You are Tuco.
You look like him. That hair, that hair. Shirt.
Where's Nacho at?
Right here. Sup, it's me, Nacho.
You go, how'd you grow your hair?
Nacho's wife like that, guys. He's lagging out. Guess who can stay up late tonight?
I will, because I'm gonna
Don't leave you work early.
Tomorrow?
He's not going to work tomorrow. Guys, we have to stay up. We're doing history tonight.
Yeah.
Are we? Shit. I gotta study up.
I study as well.
The videos.
I will not. Because you won't play with us because you don't have PlayStation.
Literally?
Because you guys play, I don't know what you guys are playing.
The IW.
I watched the video today. The only, like, strategy that us three, like, need to be, like yes. down on is the boss fight. Because it's hard. And it's only, it's harder too because every player you add into co-op, that's how many aliens there are. So there's going to be three aliens.
Are the aliens hard?
Yeah. They're really hard. You basically need the Wonder Weapons to do, like, really any damage
the
to them.
The Face Melter.
The Discord, the Shredder, and the...
I love Discord!
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 That's a Living Tombstone song about pony brethren.
Bronies.
Mason the Brony.
Brohoof!
Dude. Yeah, Brohoof!
I know that reference.
Have you guys seen on Snapchat that the Batman movie that's happening this Thursday?
No.
Today?
What?
Today?
That EJ Alton made.
Wait, what?
Never mind.
That's at 8 o'clock.
What?
We should at Megaplex.
We should
he, like, on. Made his own Batman movie.
Why would I fucking go watch that, dude?
Yeah, and why is it at Megaplex?
Let's give our own opinion about it.
Guys, we'll go Batman. Do a review.
Let's go see it.
I don't want to see that.
It's probably, like, 30
That's
minutes.
Probably shitty.
And?
Probably is.
He's our age making a movie?
Why is he going to the Megaplex?
Megaflex.
He probably does the thing where you, like, you can rent out the theater for an hour for like $100 or something.
Yeah. It's free.
Renting out
the theater?
Let's
go
out. Watch it. It's free.
Oh, wait. I don't have to go.
Get fucked. Yeah, let's go. Let's go see it.
My
bitch ass Tinder date failed me.
Mason Merrill, my co-worker, he's friends with EJ, and he's going to it, and he'll produce it. And then some of my co-workers
like, produce it? Like, sexually?
No!
Hey, buddy. Some of my coworkers are like, let's go see it this Thursday. I'm like, maybe.
Like, let's go. Baby. Honestly, let's go.
Right. That's in 40 minutes.
Yeah, and?
We have to wrap it up.
I would have to leave early.
Leaner?
Maybe. Depends on how long it is. I hope it's like 10 minutes.
It's probably like 30 minutes max.
It better be 10.
So is he Batman?
I don't know.
I didn't know Batman was...
Don't!
Say it! Say it! I dare you!
Say it! Tuco, we'll cancel you.
So young!
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
He's so young in his career.
Yes.
He's new.
It's year zero Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's actually just going to be Bruce Wayne the whole movie. He just barely, like, finished up his costume.
Yeah.
He's cosplaying.
He's still working up the courage to go out.
He still needs to get his parents killed.
Yeah.
It's actually a movie about Bruce Wayne as a kid.
Not before his parents
It's actually
death,
about Dick Grayson.
Not after his parents death, before. It's Superborn.
It's actually
he's just a normal kid.
It's a serious depiction about society in Utah.
We live in a society.
Dude, the Joker does say a lot about society.
Like, 2019 Joker?
I can't believe there's going to be a Joker 2.
Is there really?
Yeah.
I'm not really looking forward to it.
Why?
I think the
Joker 1 is so good.
I think it's just good as, like, its own movie. I don't see it needing a sequel.
Well, I don't know what the sequel's going
to
be.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what it is.
What if it turns out shit?
Well, then we have the first one.
Yeah, we have the first one.
We could just consider Joker 2 not canon.
Just like how...
Just like fanfic.
Just like Star Wars. Yeah, like sequels. Mm-hmm. 6, 7, and 8 suck, so one... Or...
So 1, 2, 3 suck, too.
Yeah, Return of the Jedi sucks, and so does everything else.
There are some people that genuinely think that Return of the Jedi is a bad movie.
Yeah, because Endor sucks ass.
Most critical things. It's his favorite. He says it's his favorite
Star Wars. I think episode 5 sucks.
I think everyone thinks that's like the best
one. Oh, 6, I mean.
Everyone says because of the Ewoks.
Ewoks are shitty.
Endor is shitty. I like Endor.
I like the Darth Vader fight.
Yeah, like that's the only good part of the movie.
Endor is super shitty.
That's like the beginning.
I should have done
Darth Vader.
Jabba's Palace.
Ooh, that part's sick, dude. Okay, so the beginning and the end are the only cool parts of episode 6.
Everything in the middle is like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Well,
I remember that level on Lego Star Wars.
Yeah, dude, it was the so cool. The
Saga?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like...
Yeah, I know, it's your favorite for some reason.
Yeah, it's my favorite Star Wars movie.
Why, dude? Revenge of the Sith is so much better.
It's like second.
Revenge of the Sith is so much better.
Revenge of the Sith is way better than episode 5. Every single scene
is so
better.
I didn't say episode 5!
Dude.
Huh?
Force Awakens.
No!
Force Awakens that's not canon. That's not canon.
That's the only, like, bearable sequel movie to watch.
It was my least favorite one to play.
No, dude.
I still haven't gotten through it.
Dude. The Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi? Those levels are fucking fucked.
They're the good one.
The one... The one when you're on Cantu, the casino planet. That level was so horrible. I free played that. I had to do it like 2 times because I pulled the latch open and I jumped through and it ended the level. I wasn't done with the free play.
I had to look up guides for all those sequel levels because I just didn't know and spend so much time
just figuring it out.
I got 99.7% on The Rise of Skywalker because I missed a mini kit on the last level.
Which I know where it is.
I think I'm getting a headache.
I want to come back and beat the complete size.
The complete what?
Sal.
The complete Sal.
The complete Sal.
The complete Sal.
Complete Salga.
Sal.
Dude, why don't they make like a Lego?
Better Call Sal.
Seriously.
A Lego Better Call El Camino.
That's a good idea, Logan.
Yeah.
That joke's not funny.
Why are you laughing?
Whoopie cup chin prank.
Whoopie cup chin prank.
2 guys, 1 whoopie cushion.
Whoa, get it.
But in reverse, Derek! Put it in reverse!
Guys, I have one ready.
Oh, hell no.
Fuck no, baby. Yeah, baby. Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
You guys ever just wake up and be like, oh, hell no.
Brady Jank.
Shut the fuck up.
Brady Jank.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, you guys ever wake up and you're like,
oh, hell no.
She brings TikTok
about making eggs.
No.
Yeah. He's just making eggs. He just makes
oh,
eggs.
Oh, yeah.
The one where he digs a
crack
hole.
The eggs.
And he's like,
add the ingredients and then it's done.
Yeah, it's like,
dude, that reminds me of when me and Brady cooked eggs at homecoming. Remember that at your house?
Yeah, and you ate a raw one.
That was awesome.
And you threw up. You like, on the floor, I'm pretty sure.
I remember, yeah, have you seen his, it's how to dig a hole 4 out of 5. And he's like, everybody always asks me this question. How do you dig a hole? First of all, get your tools. Step 2, dig.
I commented.
I've seen that video, but I didn't know it was Fortnite.
In the caption, it says Fortnite-ified.
Oh, that's
and he has a pickaxe, and he uses it to beat the ground.
Fortnite-ified.
How much longer?
I checked. We're like 18 minutes in.
God. Yeah, I said, thank you. This was very informal, and now I can dig holes.
Holes the movie.
The Trial of Bob. Canon to Transformers?
Isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
You know what's Sam Witwicky. You know what's also canon to Transformers? Friday the 13th, 2009.
You know what is canon to JoJo? Holes. Part 6 and Holes are the same.
You're blind.
Right? Hello? Like, the intro to Part 6 is the same as Holes, right? Or what? What? Like, what am I talking about?
What are you talking about? I don't know. What is the price for your blind eye?
If you are justice, please yeah, do not lie.
The beginning of the SpongeBob movie and Holes, just the same.
For your blind eye. No, but like, something in JoJo is the same. It, like, he finds the shoes and they land on him, right? And like, right? Is that JoJo or is that another anime?
That's Holes.
Yeah, I know! I know! I'm saying it has the same thing! That's the same!
I think this Holes movie is very similar to this,
this movie about, you're talking about.
Like, empty voids of circles. It's deep in the ground. I think
and shoes falling on people.
I think it goes by
Stanley Yelnats.
Sonic 2.
I think it was by
no, dude!
I think it goes by Mrs. Youngberg's anal prolapse hole.
Oh! He shit himself.
Took him crack? Somewhere.
I did it.
Oh my god.
Dude, my face is red as I can't.
This is Logan.
So, Caden's gonna. Me and Caden are shaving.
Oh, we have to tell him about that.
Oh, yes. Feel free to. Oh my, you're so passed out, Togo?
Shaving. So, after graduation day.
Literally the day after.
Me and Caden are going to shave.
Oh, I decided I'm gonna get a haircut too with you guys.
A haircut, thanks.
Are you shaving?
Please. You could say that.
What are you gonna do?
What, are you gonna cut off like one piece?
Are you gonna cut off like one 6 inches? 8 inches?
No, it will be a no clip.
You're gonna no clip?
No clip?
Guys, there's no clipping in the background.
Guys.
Are you Gmod?
Yeah. Just sit down.
So we are shaving our heads.
Shitting.
Get ready for some bald ass fools.
I will.
You guys will be quite surprised when you see what I have in store. I'm just gonna say.
I'm interested.
Where you get just keep part 4 here?
No.
I'm gonna get Patrick Bateman here.
What are you gonna do, Walter? And just like ghost complete
head?
No. And then he'll be like Jesse. And
you guys want me to
duo?
Really tell you?
Yeah.
Or do you
want
to keep a surprise?
Just tell us.
A toupee.
No. Okay. So,
you gonna go Saul style when he's in Omaha?
Yes.
So you thoughts?
Okay. So you guys know what a mohawk is.
A mohawk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do that.
And you're gonna do a mohawk?
Yeah.
How tall?
I'm not cutting any off the top. It's gonna be this tall.
Oh my god.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I
might
die.
Are you cutting this all off?
Yeah.
And you're gonna dye it?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. We'll see.
What's
the leading color right now?
Just me.
Right. Mm.
Oh, that's the color.
What's in green?
Green? We could do green.
We should do blue as Marge.
Tuco's
as Mark?
Marge.
Oh, yeah.
Marley.
Don't bring him up.
You know the video of that dude jumping around on like his stomach or something? Like,
no, I don't.
Okay, go to your
room. I'm in my room.
So we're shaving the head and he got a mohawk.
Why don't you just shave your head, dude? We can all grow it at the same time and then like Halloween comes and we can all be Anakin.
That's fucking stupid.
Let me think. I shaved my head in November and it didn't even get long enough to do that until like longer than it's gonna take for us to get to October. So,
whoa. I can do Anakin hair now. I should do an Anakin cosplay before I cut my hair.
You should.
You do it on the podcast.
Okay, guys, here, look, I'm Anakin right now.
Okay, it's done.
Was that a good one?
Okay,
guys, this is Anakin.
He achieved it. Now he can cut hair.
Let's go.
Guys, we're all Anakin now. Actually, I'm cosplaying Palpatine.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. My
Electric tickle. Anakin, do it.
I love that again.
I am Palpatine.
I love you. It's me, Anakin. I love you, Palpatine.
Yo, Mr. White.
Oh, God. Jesse, what happened to you?
Yo, Mr. White, I'm fucked up. We need a cocaine money. Mr. White, I've been stuck in that cage for a year. Look what it's done to me. Jesse, you need to kiss the bell end of my god.
Bell end?
Yo, Mr. White, you grew some hair.
Dude, he grows a lot of hair.
Yo, Mr. White.
He's got a lot of ass hair.
We gotta conceal our identities.
I am Conjuro!
What?
From Beavis and Butthead?
Oh.
I never get stepmother. I have my candy apples.
Yeah.
What?
I am Conjuro! Keep me from your bunghole!
Right? Is that what he said?
I don't know.
I'm Hunchback and Obi-Wan.
Okay. You don't even have to try.
Yes. Get fucking wrecked! Loser! Don't mix! Don't mix! Conjuro!
I think I dislocated my shoulder.
Oh, Conjuro!
Conjuro dislocated my shoulder, Mom!
Conjuro.
Please shove it in my Conjuro.
Oh, my Conjuro!
That. Oh.
That. Oh.
That. Oh.
Oh. That's a new one.
Oh. Don't. Yeah.
Yeah, it's from Vegas.
Oh.
Along with.
Rumbling!
Rumbling! I'm along coming! With Daddy, leave me.
Oh, yeah, drink that.
It is currently Thursday, May. I don't know.
19.
Boom!
Ball!
Whoa.
Man, that team, dude. How is the year going by so fast?
Guys, I built Slave 1, and all I have to do is build X-Wing now, and I'm done.
I'm currently in the process. I'm taking it one burger at a time.
You do that. What is this?
Heathen. Slap!
Just like the nerd in Zombies in Space Line. He just
points at her.
He just slap, slap.
I know the guy that stabs him with a spork.
Who's he?
That's John? Sally.
Oh, that's a girl.
You ever seen Lord of the Beans?
No.
You ever seen the Lord VeggieTales? Of the Flies?
No.
VeggieTales?
There's a Lord of the Flies reference in MGS5.
Take on Lord of the Rings.
Liquid Snake is that guy. If you even fucking... Never mind. You
know. I know.
Liquid Snake.
You know MGS lore?
No.
You fucking lose.
I know a little bit.
Liquid Snake's in MGS5 and he is a Lord of the Flies reference.
Nice, dude.
What the fuck are we talking about? Fries? I mean, flies?
Who are the fries?
Dude, you're Lord of the Fries!
I think you're a little fried right now, bruh. We're talking about Lord of the Fries, dude? What? He is Lord of the Fries!
You're so shinked right now, bruh.
Dude, you are getting shinked right now.
Oh, no.
Dude, Badger talks about World at War.
He does.
But he's talking about Nazi zombies. Yeah. It's so funny.
Is it about the time Nazi zombies came out?
Yeah. Did you guys catch when Jesse and Brock played Sonic 06 multiplayer?
I did see
that. They do that a couple times.
They do.
Even Andrea plays it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andrea's so fucking sad, bro.
I know.
That is fucked up.
Dude,
stupid Todd, man.
It was nothing personal.
He's literally a psychopath. Like, literally. Oh. Yeah, he's, like, no emotion on
it. I watched this video.
While watching it, like, the old lady for no reason.
Like, he's confused when Jesse is like distraught that he killed that woman.
Dude, I watched this video and they were like talking about Tuco.
What's it?
Gustavo.
My lip is numb now.
And analyzing like psychopath, sociopath, just like straight up psychopath. Talking about how Todd just likes to kill and has like no remorse over anything, and he just gets off on it.
Yep.
Sure.
He just killed that kid.
Yeah.
Out of, like, nowhere.
And Jesse's like, no!
I was not expecting that. Todd was like,
I know. Dude, when I saw that, I knew something
fucked up was gonna happen. I didn't know what, too. I just knew.
Mm-hmm. I thought they were gonna be like, okay, now we gotta take the kid and like do something about
it. I thought there was gonna be a plot point around the kid. But and then Todd just...
It all fell apart after that.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing over there? I keep seeing shit fall from your fucking face.
A piece of ice fell out of my
mouth. Don't let the ice melt. This is my house.
Because my lip is numb.
This is my living quarter. Yeah, well, let's jump into Breaking Bad.
I can't believe Jesse was subjected to all that torture for a whole year.
Dude. Mm-hmm. I feel so, like, the flashbacks in El Camino just, oh. It's when painful to watch.
They're trying to get him to break that
chain.
Yeah.
The big foundation they have set up. And they're just like,
run, boy, run!
And he keeps fucking just... Oh, watching... Watching Jack die was so satisfying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jesse got his revenge on Todd.
He did.
What does he do to him? He grabs the chain and chokes him to death.
Like that's right. Yeah, just... Oh, man, what an ending. It's so good. 2013.
You know, right?
I can't even...
Fuck, dude, you're making me want to watch the final season again. That thing is so good.
Dude, I was 10 years old when that finale came out.
I know.
Me too. My dad was watching it when it was airing.
Really?
That's crazy.
It's so weird to think how old that show is. It doesn't feel that old.
Mm-mm. It's timeless, dude.
It is.
We could watch it damn near 10 years after it came out.
Like, literally the only thing that you can, like, say is a product of its time is, like, the cell phones they use.
Well, it's like
the flip phones. That's literally
it. It feels like it was filmed now, but it's set in that era. It doesn't feel like it was made in that era.
Mm-hmm. Same.
I like seeing the show's production quality go up each season.
Even with, like,
did you hear the mic peak when he goes, "Not my house"?
That's so funny.
Tuco said something too, and the mic peaked so hard. It was so funny.
Even with Better Call Saul, it's set before Breaking Bad, but obviously the show was made after, so, like, the shots and the cinematography looks, like, crisp. Like, more clean and crisp.
And it's a movie, but so it has higher production.
So it's, like, set before...
Wait, what are we talking about?
Better Call Saul.
Oh, I thought you were talking about El Camino.
Better Call Saul.
Even El Camino, that looks so good.
I was going to say, in the scene where they're fighting Tuco, Jesse...
James.
Aaron Paul. He got knocked out.
When
they were filming that.
What scene?
When they were fighting Tuco outside the house.
In El Camino?
No, in the season one.
Oh, I thought I heard you say El Camino.
It's talking about Tuco. He comes back in El Camino.
He got knocked out by what?
Just like when they were fighting. Like,
actually got punched in the face by Tuco.
Like in real life. Like, he got knocked out trying to do that scene.
That's funny.
What, where he gets like thrown up against the house?
I don't know where exactly.
Dude, just hurt. That must have hurt. He gets thrown against that bitch hard.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah.
I told Kaden this already, but I didn't tell you. The hat that Walter wears...
Mm-hmm.
It was brought in because he kept getting sunburns on his head, so they let him wear that for scenes, and then it became iconic to his persona, so they kept it.
Yeah, they wrote that show up as it went along.
I know, it's crazy.
The writing is super fucking loose on that show, but when you watch it all, it feels so tight.
Like, it seems like it was just right from the start.
Yeah.
1 to 5.
But, yeah, I watched a video last night where Cohen was interviewing the whole cast, and Vince Gilligan, the creator, he's like, the subject matter of, like, Breaking Bad, he didn't see it making it, like, how many seasons it made. He, like, wrote the first few episodes to be, like, a self-contained story. Mm. But as, like, the show picked up traction, he just, like, kept creating episodes, but it all felt, like, interconnected. So good!
Apparently the final episode broke the record for, like, viewership, like, broke the Super Bowl's record for viewerships at the time with 15.6 million people that saw the final episode.
It's a phenomenon, bro.
Jeez. Are we gonna watch Better Call Saul finale together, guys?
If I ever pick up season 5, dude.
You haven't watched season 5?
Season 6 is airing now.
I know.
I'll get there.
I've seen a few season 6 spoilers, and I am very curious.
Dude, I saw one about Nacho.
I hate it!
I've seen zero Better Call Saul spoilers, so I'm
trying. That is true.
You're so lucky, man. It pisses me off! I got it
done already.
Are you on Breaking Bad TikTok or something?
Yes.
I follow Breaking Bad meme pages.
I follow Breaking Bad Iron Man on Twitter.
You did it to yourself.
I think I saw my first Breaking Bad TikTok finally today.
I saved my first Breaking Bad TikTok in April 28th. That's when I saved the first one. And I saved a Saul edit.
I love Saul.
Saul? Howard underrated, I'm gonna say.
I did not like Howard until I found out Chuck was the actual dick. And now I like Howard.
You seen that part yet?
Yeah.
What part? I'm on season 2, episode 6.
Okay, remind me, what are we talking about? The truth?
Well, Howard, we all thought Howard was a dick and didn't want Jimmy there at the law firm. And then we find out, like, Chuck just goes off on Jimmy. Like, he doesn't think he's a real lawyer and he doesn't deserve his spot. And he, like, doesn't get to be where he is because he didn't do half the shit he did.
Yeah, like, the second last episode of season 1, he just goes off on Jimmy. So Chuck is a dick and he continues to be a dick.
Yeah, and he's still doing shitty things to Jimmy. Yeah. As of now. Apparently he make funny later.
Yeah.
Jimmy is what you say.
Jimmy told Howard, sorry for calling you a big fucker.
Yeah. And Howard like, I understand.
Yeah. I thought that was just normal from the start. I forgot you have to like learn that.
I never would have thought I would have been so intrigued about the life of lawyers, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's sick. I know I keep saying this, but dude, Howard sounds just like Ben Shapiro.
I don't know what you're like.
He sounds like this all the time.
Yes, yeah,
he does.
Really?
Yeah. That sounds exactly like Howard.
It does.
Ben Shapiro.
He talks like that, but he doesn't sound like Ben Shapiro. Like he's like
the same cadence.
When I don't like see him on screen, I hear him talk.
Like first talks fast with pauses, with very frequent pauses. Like talks like this all the time.
I don't think he has the pauses. He just has the same voice that sounds like
the nasally,
nasally voice.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. When you said Ben Shapiro, like, I didn't see it, but, like, the same mannerisms and, like, speech pattern, definitely. Mm-hmm. So, Alex, you're farther ahead in Better Call Saul than us. Is it better than Breaking Bad? Because I've heard some people say they actually prefer it over Breaking Bad.
Interesting.
I don't know.
I know Moist Critical is a huge fan of Better Call Saul.
I am too.
Mr. Telexify just did a video with Moist Critical, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, he played like Moist Critical.
Moist Critical Round 100. Map. That's what the video's called.
Oh, that's cool.
I gotta watch it. So it's a map. I thought it was with him.
No.
I didn't watch it.
It's a Moist Critical map?
Yeah, someone made like a map of Moist Critical. I literally watched the first minute. And then I clicked off!
You know he was a commentator on the Creator Clash? Critical?
Didn't you post that's about funny. That on your story?
Yes, I did!
I was like, well, what was that? Why was he there? Why was he, like, wearing a headset?
That was the iDubbbz fight event.
iDubbbz?
iDubbbz.
I didn't know he was still on YouTube.
Yeah, he makes, like, documentaries now. He made one about Sam Hyde. If you know fucking who that is.
I bet you don't.
That sounds familiar. It does.
He's the guy that goes, well, what'd you put in your pocket? Come on, I know you saw something in your pocket. That's super interesting.
I know what that is. Like?
He's so fucking funny. Sam Hyde is so funny.
I don't know if I know what that is.
I'm not surprised. You guys are so surface level internet people, bruh.
I don't go to the lore.
Yeah, you guys don't play Team Fortress 2 or.
Seriously?
Seriously, Valve.
You guys aren't incel, femcel, left wing, blue pilled, smegma cells.
Smegma?
Smegma?
What of
black pill.
Sigma? What the fuck is a sigma? You guys not at it? TikTok now.
It's your boy
Two goats would be like, Chris!
Chris?
Chris!
Chris! Who's Chris? What?
We said who's Chris at the same time.
Hit the gritty, hit the gritty. When in doubt,
hit the gritty.
When in doubt, hit the grout.
I need to get my bathroom regrouted, man. Some of the tiles are fine. Jackson made fart burp.
Fart burp?
Man, I'm just so funny today, huh, Caden? There's a monkey on Caden.
Monkey box, monkey box!
The box!
The monkey box is drinking you!
The random chip event has arrived!
No, it's.
Caden, it's weird now.
It's not funny anymore. You ruined it.
Wake up the split, wake up the split.
You spit on my fucking face when I was dead over there and you guys were dueling. You spit right on my lips, bro. It was so gross.
That's why you went. Oh! What was that? Like your body jolted back to life.
He stabbed me.
Yeah, and he was like. So your just muscles just reacted?
Yeah, that's what they do in video games. When you shoot a dead person in GTA, they like flinch, you know? And like GTA San Andreas, they like. I just did that to the extreme.
Your GTA character come to life?
Mm-hmm. I love Sandra.
Sandra's aged so shit.
I love Andrea.
Andrea. Oh, so fine. Kimbo. I mean, Kimbro.
I mean.
You know Kim from Kim? Better Saul Call Jim?
Kim Wexler?
Better Call Jim?
Call him. Yeah, Miss Wexler.
Better Call Jimmy.
Better Call Jimmy Miguel.
I want what Jimmy and Kim
Neither
have,
will.
Bro.
Call Miguel.
Bro. Oh, they're so there cute.
There goes, guys. Dude.
Need a will?
Oh,
huh? Call Miguel.
Need a will? Call Miguel.
Need a will? Oh, he does old people. That's right. He
I
did.
Love doing old people.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy loves doing old people.
We have that on camera. You saying that.
Guys.
I love doing old people. I'm not going to say that.
I'm showing this to you.
Dude. Dude, right. She is older than me. It makes sense.
Who is?
Your girlfriend is a cougar.
Oh. I found... Guys, I admit it. I love
gray hair.
I'll have five whoppers.
I love doing old people.
Five more whoppers.
I don't have...
Guys, I can't wait for you guys to watch my graduation video of us all together for the last million years.
I can't wait for you guys to watch
it.
We're
going to post it.
We're not going to post it. We're going to watch it all together.
Sam.
Oh, I thought you were talking
about the audience. Okay. No, I'm talking about you.
Alexa.
Alexa. Since I haven't been in Mindsby 5, does anyone talk besides you guys?
You're not in it?
I said the same thing today. He was like, did you finish your Daily Bugle or not? And I was like, yeah, dude, I finished it a while ago. Have you not seen it? He's like, no, where'd you send it? I was like, Mind35. He's like, oh, I'm not in there.
I send memes with you in mind to that group chat.
Yeah, I keep forgetting you're not there.
Bitch.
Well, let's add you back. If you're not going to leave again. Because we added you back that one time, and then you left
immediately. Well, I'll join back when Quentin... I can't sit down. I can't sit
down. When Quentin... Yeah, me.
Just edit it out.
No.
I don't edit. I'm lazy.
Edit take two is too hard because our phone space is nothing.
No!
Alex died!
That's why you should just get, like, a camera.
Why don't you buy a camera for us?
Yeah, Logue!
I had one.
Yeah, Logue!
Lucan?
After this, can we do lightsaber battles again?
Can we do what?
Lightsaber battles again.
Dude, after this, I'm not doing anything else.
Looks like you're not seeing any, and I'm not gonna go watch a movie.
I'm just gonna sit right in this chair and do nothing and watch Caden sleep because he has to go to bed eventually.
Yeah, it's already late. It's almost 8.
We'll do a split screen Infinite Warfare Zombies.
Four way. Kenny G.
Whoa, good.
Kenny G? Kenny is the G.
Like the jazz
okay.
player?
How tall is your Daily Bugle? Do you think it'll fit
the Daily
right
Bulge? The Daily no. Giggle.
You really don't think
so?
No. What?
Because there's a piece at the top.
One piece.
It's really tall.
Boat.
Dude, what the
I can
fuck
show you
am
the
I going to put it?
Bad. Oh! Whoa! Where Kenny!
Oh, nope. I don't know where it is.
Whoa there, Kenny.
Oh, it fell in my ass.
Oh!
Whoa, Kenny!
Oh!
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 Oh! Oh! He found foam!
Let's look at this picture and let's think.
What the hell? Will the Daily Bugle buy one ham boy? Buy one ham boy? Buy one ham boy?
Dude, look at these guns my dad brought out to shoot and I was not there to shoot them.
Is that a fucking RPK?
It's a fucking M16.
I see the RPK.
Oh my god.
You know how in the Shadow of the Hedgehog? Is that a leader?
Yes.
Is that a leaner?
That funny and day.
Is that a leaner?
So, see, the piece I'm talking about is this one. It's like massive.
Is it salt?
So, I think the building looking up there, but that piece, I don't know.
Okay, we'll have to see.
How much longer do we have on this?
Oh my. Why? Okay, next podcast, you're not invited.
Who?
Because all you do is complain about when it's over.
I just don't want to.
You just don't enjoy the now.
I just,
that's your biggest problem.
I'm just excited for it. I'm just excited.
You guys are back.
You're excited to play zombies?
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah, I am excited to play zombies.
I'm glad you came.
Glad you came.
I was going to make that reference.
I was too.
Right, we are all just so Owl City.
That's not Owl City.
I don't know who it is. It's fun, isn't it?
Owl City. It's in Fireflies.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know who it seems. I'm glad you came.
Thanks.
I think it's.
Why are you looking at car videos on YouTube, you dick?
This is Facebook Marketplace, you dick.
Why are you looking at Facebook Marketplace, you dick?
Hey, dick.
I'm sorry, you dick.
Yeah, this is.
My dick is Master Sard. Oh, shit. Whoa, Kenny.
This is a podcast, not a. Let's see how we can waste my money on shitty cars. Marketplace.
Yeah. Oh, you're one to fucking talk, bitch.
You have a nice car.
Yeah, look at all the cars you have. Look at
all
these damn
cars. I'm gonna ride that.
You would ride that.
Oh,
God. You're a little bitch boy.
Oh,
you
God.
Sick bastard. You should call this episode Whoa Kenny.
Seriously, we keep saying that.
Like, you have to.
Whoa Kenny, Whoa Kenny, Whoa Kenny, Whoa Kenny, Whoa Kenny, Whoa Kenny. Whoa Walter,
Whoa
Walter, Whoa Walter.
Whoa Jesse.
Whoa Gus.
Whoa Duca.
Whoa Walt.
Whoa Hector.
Whoa Flynn.
Whoa Flynn.
Whoa Marie.
Whoa Skylar.
Yo.
Whoa Burn.
Mike is a G. He is gangsta with it.
Whoa, Hank.
Hector?
Mike?
Oh, Mike? He is gangsta.
Mike,
dude, Mike is a gangsta. What did you think about the way he met his demise?
I was shocked. I talked to you guys on this right when I saw it.
That's right.
I was shocked, too.
Remember.
I was like, wow.
I was also shocked.
Walter's a bold bitch.
I was so shocked.
He's a bold bitch. He runs like a little nerd, though.
And he's all frustrated, and he's all got his panties in a bunch. Yeah. He's like, oh, fuck it, I want to kill him.
The line Mike gives to Walt before he shoots him is really good.
The what?
Where he's like, we had a lab and we had a system and it run like clockwork. Yeah. And you could have made as much money as you wanted, but your pride and your ego.
It's your pride and your ego and you had to go and mess it all up.
Walter.
Walter.
Walter, go home,
Walter.
Walter, you're never gonna see him again.
That's what you think. I'm gonna get a gun, I'm gonna go to his house and shoot him in the head.
Do you hear me?
I do. That's such a. Dude, the bloopers. They have blooper reels on YouTube. And they are so funny.
Oh, dude, I have to watch them.
They are so funny.
I watched a few, and they went through, like, every episode, and then right when it got to, like, season 4, which is where I was, I stopped watching them.
They are so
I did not want to spoil that.
Thank you.
Hello.
Nene.
I don't know who you are. I don't know who you... But I will find you. I have a certain set of skills. Fuck. My name is Gustavo.
You guys want some pizza? Whoa, Kenny.
Sorry. My name is Gustavo.
Whoa, Kenny.
My name is Gustavo.
Whoa, Kenny.
Where's you going, guys? You can find me at one of my... Kenny.
Walter. Whoa, Kenny.
Say... Well, see, you can say, hello, I'm Gustavo, but you can call me Gus the Fast.
Whoa, Kenny!
Yeah.
Ready? Yeah, go, say it.
Okay.
So, my name is Gustavo, but you can call me Gus.
My name is Gustavo, you know what?
Huh? Yeah. You want to speak
to the camera? My name is Gustavo, you know what? Gobble gum.
Okay, here's your game.
My name is Gustavo, but you can call me Gus.
That was the fastest you could go.
I wasn't really accurate. I didn't want to sound like blubbering, like gibberish.
Okay, your turn.
My name is Gustavo. You can call me... What is it again?
Lewis.
Huey Lewis.
In the news.
Huey Lewis in the net.
Your turn.
My name is Gustavo. You can call me.
My name is Gustavo. You can call me.
My name is Tuco, but you can call me...
Bitch! My name is Tuco, you can call me Pop.
My name is Hector, but you can call me Tio.
Oh.
Bye.
My name is Hector, but you call me Dean Norris.
Them Salamancas are crazy.
The cousins, bro.
The Salamancas.
I just remember a fact.
The cousins are
local. Those actors that played them had, like, been in gangs and had experience and had gone to prison before, and they played that role pretty good.
That's why they're so fucking intimidating.
Yeah.
They are fucking stone cold, dude.
Yeah, they are, dude.
Stone cold. No emotion.
They look stone cold, but there was an interview for like the premiere of Better Call Saul season 6, and someone interviewed them, and they're like so nice.
Really?
Yeah. It's so funny. They look like
Yeah.
Do they speak English or?
Yeah, they speak English. Like, they're normal dudes. They're like, so nice.
They're normal.
In the show, they don't show any emotion but straight face. Like, the whole time.
Yeah.
Dude, that shootout scene with Hank, that was
That was so cool, man.
So good.
That was the most action in that whole show. No, it wasn't. I feel like the ending is the most action.
The ending
what
was
would
very...
you say is the most?
Or the shootout? I think that shootout was pretty action-filled.
The shootout with
When Gustavo and Jesse, they go to Mexico.
Oh. Gustavo and Jesse?
Yeah,
Gus, Jesse, and Mike go to Mexico see the cartel.
To put Jesse in the
Super Bowl.
Oh, that's
right. That's gotta be. Probably.
Yeah, definitely, dude. There's like.
And then he just walks out there? Is it that part we're talking about?
No, you're thinking about right before that when, like, the guy from the cartel was shooting at him with a sniper.
Uh-huh.
And he walked out there to get him to stop.
Yeah.
And then after that, they go to Mexico to see the cartel.
Yeah, remember the drinks. Gustavo goes in the bathroom, he gags
himself. Oh, I thought we were talking about shootouts.
No, we're talking about action scenes.
That's action?
Well, right when everybody starts, like, dying, and shit starts hitting the fan,
yeah.
And Jesse kills that one kid, and...
Kid?
Yeah, he kills one of the sons or, like, cousins of, like,
Gustavo?
The Salamanga family.
Yeah, they, like, come out, and it's a...
Nice.
Do not remember.
I think the biggest action scene is when Walter tries to rape Skylar.
For real.
With the green mask on?
Yeah.
With the avocado on the face.
On the refrigerator.
He's like... Okay, stop.
He's like, stop! I'm traumatized! I'm traumatized!
Flynn will be home any minute.
That's Skylar.
Yeah.
Dude, when Walt took Holly and Skylar's just so helpless, I was like, nice move, Walt.
Dude.
What? Nice move.
Oh, okay, I got
nice
it.
Nice move, Walt.
When he leaves and he calls Skylar... And he, like, just goes off on her for everything she sucks about. I was like, dude, yes! She needs to hear this!
Do you know he didn't actually do that to be a dick?
Yeah, because after he, like, cries.
Yeah.
Dude, when he drops Holly off at the fire station.
I was wondering what he was going to do with Holly. At first, I thought Walt killed Holly.
I thought he was going to take her and raise her for, like, a minute.
I had no idea what he was going to do with
her. Because there was some scene, I can't remember what happened. It was just, like... an empty car seat or like one of her clothes. I thought he like killed her.
Yeah,
I was like, no, he did not just kill his own infant daughter. But he did.
Fucking snaps, dude, kills his daughter.
Episode 14, Ozymandias, that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, it's the fucking fan, dude. Hank, gone. He goes home and he's like freaking out. Guys, pack your bags, pack your bags. And this guy was like, no! And slices his hand.
Yep.
Dude, that. The image of Walt's face. I have seen that for years with no context.
Yeah, he falls to the ground.
Yeah, and he's just traumatized.
Metal heads on the floor becomes a magnet.
I've literally seen that as like a meme format for years. Never seen Better Call Saul, Breaking Bad. And when I finally saw that, I'm like, no. I was so sad.
I remember I had seen every meme, and I was kept thinking about that desert scene where he falls down, and I'm like, when is that going to come into the picture? I'm so confused. Like, when is it going to be?
I saw it.
Has it been an ad yet?
I don't know. Actually, one other thing.
Ow!
Stop tickling me. Suko?
Why are you punching my balls?
When Skylar attacks... Walter with the knife, and they get into it rolling on the ground. For a second, I thought Walter had grabbed the knife and just started stabbing Skylar.
You literally punched
him. Dude, when she swings it and it cuts his hand.
You want to check the time?
It's 8:03.
Alex is getting antsy over here.
It's 8:04.
Oh, fuck. See?
Nothing spilled. So fuck, because you're trying to go home and fuck.
I am not trying to fuck. I'm trying to watch American Psycho. American Psycho.
Like 11th time?
Yes.
Hello? Like, it's pretty normal.
It's me we're talking about. You know how many times I've seen American Psycho?
No.
It's not like 54 minutes.
Go a little longer. We've been having some short episodes
lately. Yeah. She can wait.
Or she's curfew at 11!
Damn, tell her that sucks.
Say, we're gonna watch Batman after this.
Tell her we're going to the main
Oh no, it's already started. What are we gonna do?
Oh, no. Okay, guys, hit all the socials, hit the Instagram, Facebook, Twitter,
Shining justice,
Cause the H on my with the bitch stand for Hermes. Okay, I'ma pop me a birthday. Cause I heard it was a head, but just off my back ache. We're gonna go down the line talking about our exes. You first, Logan.
Why would we do that?
Is it gonna go on for another hour?
Yeah.
Why do you want me to go first?
Cause I know you'll talk.
Get you out of the way.
That's fuck you.
You're an asshole.
It's true though.
I haven't said anything in months.
Not true.
It's been like 4 days.
Last time we hung out. 4 days. 0 days.
We're both talking about our exes, dickhead.
That was you.
You said yours too.
Did I?
Yes, you fuck.
Can you confirm?
You weren't there.
Yeah, I just, well, I think I was there, and I think, yes.
I'm not talking about my exes.
Alright, don't talk about yours.
No.
Kidding, let's talk about your exes. Oh, wait, zero bitches.
Oh, shit! Whoa, Kenny! Oh, shit, he rules! Oh, he on his god, he's shit!
He shit!
Kenny's so shit!
Oh, shit!
Oh, shit! Alright, guys, hit up the socials. Whoa, Kenny! Social Q.
At Whoa, Kenny 99.
H stand for Hermes. Papa Perky.
Hit up
back
the business egg. Email at Whoa, Kenny.
But help my back ache. Okay, I'm gonna buy me a parquet because I help with the adventures on my back ache.
Catch us at the graduation next week.
Whoa, Kenny.
Catch us at the graduation.
Baby, because I'm here because they tell me what's with the bitches for her, man.
Okay.
Buy me a parquet because I help with the papers on my back ache. Okay. Oh, baby, don't hurt me. Let me have to think of something like Whoa, Blake.
Me and Noah were roughhousing yesterday, and he killed me with a sword, and as I was dying, I flipped him off and cut my finger off.
I saw a video. It's a video. You guys are in your bed, and it's in reverse or something, and it's like, it's all black, and then it just pops up, and it's Noah. Uh-huh. And it's like,
I know what video you're talking about. Alright guys, hit up the socials. This is the fourth time I'm saying it.
Okay, guys, hit up the socials.
WoeKenny99 on all socials. Dean Doris 6 on TikTok, though.
Yeah, there's 6 of them. 16 horses.
16 horsepower?
They have 5 sums.
Okay, real talk.
The 6th one's in the cut.
I think Dean Norris does not exist. The weird post Phoenix, they're not real.
Dean Norris is a character that he plays, and we don't know his real name.
Like, what are his like Instagram and TikTok posts? They are so random.
I know.
Like, crazy.
They're so Dean Norris.
They're so Dean.
They're so Hank, Asex Trainer.
Is Dean Norris married?
I don't think so. He literally has a family.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Yes. Dean Norris, the character, doesn't, but the actor who plays him has a family.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I think canonically Dean Norris doesn't have a family, though. I mean, Hank doesn't.
Who was I talking to about the other day when I was like, do you think Vince Gilligan will make another show after Better Call Saul is done?
You were talking about
I hope he does, dude.
I don't know what they could do, though.
Better Call Gus.
We've got our Gus origin.
We need more Gus content.
We do.
Gus is such a cool character.
Until he becomes Two-Face.
That's the coolest part.
From Batman?
Face off.
I understand that now.
Look, Greco.
Alright, guys, hit up the socials.
Hit up socials.
Mask off. All
right, mask off.
He's got a date. You want to tell him about it?
No.
Come on.
Too late for that.
I want to
talk about it.
Too late.
Sit down, Tuco.
Hit up the socials. Go to socials. Say shells. I want to go see shells. Hit up the socials. Hit them up.
Is Dean Norris 6 real? Is he real?
Hit up the socials.
Is he a character that's being played by another actor? Guys, hello? Right, hi. Bye, Alex. Bye.